It's 10 o'clock. We have to break for CBS News on the hour, then the CBS Radio Mystery Theater at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko meets Friday with President Ford and Secretary Kissinger. I'm Jim Gilpatrick reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The discussions are expected to focus on three areas: the continuing effort to limit the offensive nuclear arsenal of the two superpowers, trade and freer immigration of Russian Jews, and perhaps the Middle East. Kissinger is expected to continue the talks when he visits Moscow late next month. Delegates from the oil-consuming nations meeting in...
now underway here in Brussels. But Norway has come up with some last-minute reservations, saying it just cannot join in any oil-sharing scheme right now. With its new finds of North Sea oil, Norway may soon become a major oil exporter. And in recent weeks, the Norwegian government has come under strong pressure from opposition political parties not to sign any agreement that will force Norway to share its oil with other countries in the event of another petroleum crisis. The other oil-consuming nations meeting here are expected to postpone action on the sharing plan in the hope that Norway may still be persuaded to join. The others want to keep Norway in their ranks for the sake of consumer solidarity and potential access to Norwegian oil. Michael Landers for CBS News, Brussels.
More after this. Mrs. Loftus discovered something.
I teach college, and some days I really get a headache. I used to feel that every pain reliever was just like every other one, until I took Anacin.
You're right, Mrs. Loftus. While all three leading pain relievers reach an effective level in your bloodstream in minutes, in the final analysis, only Anacin hits the highest level. This difference is the extra pain reliever Anacin provides.
I found Anacin works well, and it doesn't upset my stomach.
Anacin for a higher, higher, higher level of pain reliever. Take only as directed.
He looked up and saw the rich people putting their money into the treasury. He noticed a little old lady putting in two small coins. So he said, this poor widow put in more than anybody. They all put in what was extra, but she put in all she had.
Sometimes it's easy to help the poor. Sometimes it hurts.
The Campaign for Human Development, United States Catholic Conference.
Don't take it easy.
Two more President Ford's mini-economic summit meetings were held Thursday, one in Washington with representatives of social service agencies, the other in Detroit with leaders of big business. The automakers demanded fewer federal regulations as a means of fighting inflation. Bill Kernow reports from Detroit.
Ford Board Chairman Henry Ford II called for a five-year moratorium on additional safety, emissions, and damageability regulations. Ford said for the 1976, 77, and 78 model years, federal standards would add $750 a car or $8 billion a year to consumer spending, and that's assuming the industry could meet the standards. GM Board Chairman Richard Gerstenberg stated, inflation is caused by cost without value, the unproductive use of capital, and consequently lower productivity. Gerstenberg said recent enthusiasm to improve the environment has imposed social and economic costs greater than the benefits to society. The result, said Gerstenberg, is yet another contribution to inflation. Bill Kernow for CBS News, Detroit.
House and Senate conferees have been unable to work out a compromise on the campaign reform bill. The Senate negotiators want public financing for congressional elections. Conferees from the House do not. Senator Howard Cannon says it will be very difficult to pass a meaningful bill before the fall elections, and he fears a presidential veto afterwards.
I think the president would be very hard-pressed to veto a bill that, before the elections if it had some meaningful campaign reform, because it would hurt Republican candidates if the president were to veto it before the election. But if he vetoes it after the election, it wouldn't have that same effect.
Senator Howard Cannon, more after this.
You can give the Salvation Army your money, your time, your talent. Your old TV, your lace antimacassars. You can give the Salvation Army your heart or just a smile. You can give the Salvation Army your old couch or give them a chance to help with your problems if you're in need. Whatever you have to give, the Salvation Army can take it and use it to help people. If giving to the Salvation Army makes you feel good because you know you're helping people, then the Salvation Army has done something for you. Can you help? Get out your checkbook now. Salvation is spelled S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N.
The FBI says it has served a subpoena on President Nixon ordering his appearance at the Watergate cover-up trial in October. The subpoena was issued by Special Prosecutor Leon Jaworski to ensure that presidential tapes could be introduced as evidence at the trial. Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. The human brain, we are told, contains three layers, areas. The conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious. We have, all of us, experienced the effects of these areas, especially that strange no man's land between waking and sleeping, between dreams and reality, when we are never quite sure where we are, or at times even what we are. So then, we can understand, relate to Vicky Carson's strange adventure.
Please, I beg you, Drusilla. Don't let him take us back there.
Save us. Protect us from that awful place, that awful garden.
My dear Vicky and Jack, the Garden of Death is something I...
The Garden of Death?
Yes, I cannot let...
So that's what it is. The Garden of Death. Oh, please. Please don't let Mordred take us back to that. Let us stay here with you.
I'm sorry, child. I cannot help you now. Not now.
Our mystery drama, The Garden, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lowther and stars Jennifer Harmon and Jack Grimes. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Say, do you know what happens this time of year?
The swallows come back to Capistrano.
Nope.
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio.
No.
Bulldogs all over the world begin to shed.
Not even close.
Oh.
This, my friend, is the time of year when you can get a super little deal on the practical but elegant Buick Apollo. And just between you and me, it may very well be the best chance you'll ever have to buy a Buick.
I could have sworn this was Buzzard Day in Hinckley.
Spruce and maple trees give us the violin. And if we don't stop burning them down, we'll have a little less music. We'll also have a little less lumber, a little less paper, a little less rayon, a little less alcohol, a little less maple syrup, a little less printing ink, a little less turpentine.
A public service.
Charcoal.
On behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council. Your contributions to care have given help and hope to millions of needy people around the world. When they were hungry, you nourished them. When they were thirsty, you brought them safe water to drink. When they were sick, you made them well. When they were homeless, you provided them shelter. When they could not read, you helped build their school. When they were without hope, you showed them how to help themselves. CARE, the International Aid and Development Organization. By helping one human being anywhere, you help mankind everywhere. People who need care need your help.
Please send your dollars to CARE, Department 2, New York, 10016.
I think I may say without fear of denial that man has thought more about life and death, particularly death, than about any other subject in the world. Some say that death is the end of us. Others said it is a rebirth. Others, well, no matter, for no one really knows. Or perhaps they do. Perhaps at least two people know. Vicky Carson and Jack Gibbons, who... But enough. Let them, not I, tell their story.
Oh, where am I? How did I get into this terrible place? This forest, this jungle. Help me. Please, someone help me.
Hello?
Who are you? Where are you? There's such a fog, I can't see.
Keep calling. Keep saying something, anything, so I can follow the direction of your voice.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, say something.
I don't know what to say.
Anything. Say it. Damn, I'm caught again. Blasted thorns. You hear me? Say something, anything. A poem, a prayer.
A prayer. All right. I don't know any prayers. Wait, I know. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Okay, keep saying it.
Yeah, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their...
Hey, that's enough. I've raised you.
Oh, you poor man. You're all scratchy. You're bleeding. You're covered with mud.
You'd be too if you'd been trying for I don't know how long to fight your way out of this jungle. Who are you?
Vicky Carson.
Jack Gibbons. What was that crazy stuff you were giving out with?
Crazy stuff?
Now is the time for all good men to something over.
That. It's an exercise they give you in typing school. I guess I did it so many times I'll never forget it.
Oh, you go to a typing school?
Well, I did before I became a secretary. I was a secretary, you see, and... Well, that's funny.
What?
I said I was a secretary. I spoke of myself in the past tense as if I was dead or like that.
Well, you're anything but dead, you ask me. Nobody as beautiful as you could be dead.
Oh, well, thank you. Where are we? What is this place?
You got me. You don't know?
No. All I know is I'm here somehow, and it... Oh, this place, it scares me.
I'll tell you the truth, me too. The trees... God, I don't know, maybe it's the heavy gray fog, but the trees all look deformed.
Evil. Kind of evil.
Yeah. The plants, the flowers. I don't know, there's something about them. Hey, we can't just stand here. Never get out, we'll do that. Come on.
Where to?
Yeah, I don't know, we'll just keep walking till we get somewhere.
All right, whatever you say.
Oh, all right, come on.
I can't move. Caught on something, my ankle. Something's around my ankle.
Oh, here, let me see what... Hey! Something wrapped around my neck all of a sudden.
A vine. Vines hanging from the tree. Jack, I think they're alive.
Damned if they don't seem to be.
My body, now the vines... Vines are wrapping themselves around my...
Not strangling.
Crushing me. Crushing. Jack, help me.
I can't help myself.
You need help.
What? Who's...
A man. Good Lord, he's like a giant.
I said, you need help.
Yes, help.
Well, help.
It'll cost you.
Cost us?
I help you, you gotta pay.
Pay?
I got something you need. You want it, you pay for it.
Anything.
Remember that. Now stand still, the two of you, while I rip these vines away. There. You're free.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Who are you?
You You can call me Mordred.
Well, what is this place, this awful jungle?
It's not a jungle. It's a garden.
Garden?
I know. Looks more like a jungle. Well, that's what happens to gardens when nobody cares. See you.
No, wait. Don't leave us alone.
Don't worry. I'll be around again to collect.
Collect?
What you owe me. You said if I helped you, you'd pay anything. You will.
Jack. Oh, Jack, can't we rest a little?
No, Vicky, we gotta keep moving. Gotta find our way out.
If only that man, that ugly giant of a man, hadn't left us.
Oh, I'm glad he did. The guy frightened me. Come on, now, don't lose your nerve. After all, you're not alone anymore. I'm here.
Oh, and I'm grateful for that. Believe me, Jack, listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it, too.
Sounds. Whatever it is, it sounds lovely and charming.
Come on. Come on, let's see if we can locate it.
Oh, Jack, not so fast. Slow down.
Yeah. It's hard to breathe. It's bad air.
Thorns are catching my dress. The vines are tangling my feet.
Okay, we'll take it slow. He's easier. Yeah. Is that better?
Oh, much, thanks.
Aim to please.
I can't get a pulse, Doctor.
Jack, listen.
Doctor, I tell you, I get no pulse at all.
Did you hear that?
The music?
No, a voice. A voice that said something about... Oh, something about... Jack, I remember. I remember.
Hey, cool it. You remember what?
Something about an operation. A serious operation.
Whose?
I think mine.
Yeah? Well, let's keep moving. We'll never get to where that music... Now what?
I'm sorry, but my feet are... stepping in it. Oh, it's like mud.
Hey, too. Now, what in the... Mud? It's more like glue.
Oh, quicksand.
Quicksand?
It is, and I'm sinking. Oh, it's deeper and deeper. I'm sinking.
What do we do? What do we do?
I don't know anything. Jack. Huh? There. A woman. Just still a moment. Don't move.
Vicky, she's the most beautiful.
Now, come toward me. We can't move.
Yes, you can. Move slowly. There's no hurry.
I can move.
So can I. But this, it's amazing.
And don't talk. Save your energy. You haven't much left. Oh, that's it. That's right. Oh.
And here you are, safe and sound. Oh, I don't know how you did it, but... Thank you.
Not at all, Vicky. Not at all.
For a moment there, I thought, how do you know my name?
You're surprised.
Well, yes, after all, we've never met.
Oh, but we have, several times.
Well, I don't remember ever.
Perhaps you don't recognize me.
Who are you? What's your name?
Whatever you please.
Whatever.
What is your favorite name? What name do you like most in the whole world?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Tell me.
Well, I don't know why. I can't even remember where I heard it or saw it. In a book, maybe, but... Well, anyhow, it's Drusilla.
Drusilla. Oh, a beautiful name.
Not as beautiful as you. I'm sorry. Excuse me, I shouldn't have. I mean... Well, you are beautiful, and I had to say it.
Thank you. And now then, come with me, please.
Oh, where?
If you look over there, you'll see a wall and a gate in the wall. Follow me.
The music seems to be coming from the other side of the wall.
Yes.
And hey, everything's kind of changing. The air smells good.
Yes.
Oh, I smell flowers. I mean, flowers that smell the way flowers ought to.
Birds. I haven't heard birds singing since
when, Jack?
I don't know. I
I can't remember.
No matter. Here we are. Oh, Jack, look. Beyond the gate. Oh, Drusilla, that's the most lovely. Jack, look. Look, Jack, flowers everywhere. Oh, and fountains, too, and birds. And, oh, that heavenly music.
Out of sight. Out of sight. Yes,
thank you. But the garden really isn't mine. I merely take care of it, see that everything is properly cared for. Well, now shall we go in?
Well, just lead the way.
Vicky? I don't know, but I thought you were delighted with what you see.
Oh, that's it. I'm afraid even a short visit here, I couldn't bear to go back.
There. But child, it needn't be a short visit. In fact, it needn't be a visit at all.
Are you saying we can stay?
Forever.
Oh, no.
Mordred.
You're not as clever as you think you are, sweetheart. These two belong to me.
Oh, no.
Yes. You seem to have forgot that you owe me and haven't paid.
Mordred, let them go.
Not me, sweetheart. Not till they've paid in full.
How strange the tricks the human mind can play. Is it some sort of dream Vicky and Jack are going through? A vast gulf, a bottomless abyss, lies between the conscious and the subconscious. We'll perhaps learn precisely in which of these realms Vicky and Jack are having their strange experience when I return shortly with Act Two.
St. Louis. Here's a medical puzzle. A person has a deadly disease, yet leads a normal life. How is it possible? The answer is chemotherapy. Through this treatment, thousands of cancer victims regain active, productive lives despite their cancer. Many of these people can continue in their jobs for years, while the anti-cancer drugs, which we call chemotherapy, control their disease. But many types of cancer remain difficult to control. Through research, the Chemotherapy Foundation is stimulating the development of new drugs. More types of cancers will someday be controlled. The question is not if, but when. You can help by contributing to the Chemotherapy, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. That's the Chemotherapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
Vicky Carson, wandering about in a strange and evil garden, unable to say how she got there, meets Jack Gibbons, and they in turn meet a giant of a man, Mordred, as vile and ugly as the garden itself. Later, to their relief and delight, they meet a lovely woman named Drusilla, who invites them into another garden, a garden of such beauty that they beg to stay in it.
They owe me, these two. They're going back with me till they've paid in full.
Oh, no, not back there. Not to that awful place.
Mordred, please let them stay with me.
You know better than to ask that.
Please, Drusilla, please save us from going back.
My dear Vicky, I cannot.
But you must.
I can't bear it to go back to that horrible place.
Child.
Child, you must. You see, the Garden of Death is...
So that's what it is. The Garden of Death. And he, Lordris, Death. He is Death.
Vicky, child, listen to me.
Enough talk. Go on. Let's go.
Wait. What are you going to do with him? Two of them. How do you intend to make them pay?
I don't see it's any business of yours, but since you ask, I need someone to do the heavy work.
Another slave?
If that's what you want to call it, I can use him on the treadmill. He'll be able to ease my burden in many ways. As for her, I can use her to make life more pleasurable in quite another way.
Priscilla, no. Please don't let him take me back to the Garden of Death.
I can do nothing to prevent it.
Jack, save me. Protect me.
Vicky, if I could. But I'm no match for Mordred. He could break me in two.
Funny you should put it that way, Mr. Gibbons. That's exactly what I intend to do.
Oh. Jack. Oh, if you'd only let me massage your back, you sure...
No, don't touch them, please. I'm in such agony, I couldn't stand it, not even to be touched.
Oh, it's horrible.
Horrible isn't the word for what he's doing to me. There is no word. I'm on that treadmill 12 hours a day. 12 hours. Horrible.
For me, too.
You? Oh, you gotta be kidding. Look at you. Dressed like a queen. Your hair, your skin, your nails. Nobody was ever kept better than you.
Kept? Yes. Like a prize animal.
And me like a dog. What he's doing to me, words can't describe.
Broken back, I'm afraid. Broken back.
Oh, car accident. I'm remembering.
Car accident? What car accident?
I don't exactly remember, but don't remember. Was I drunk?
Jack.
Yes, I think I was drunk and out of control. Car out of control.
Lumbar vertebrae. Third. Fourth. Fifth. Smash.
That voice.
What voice? I don't hear any.
I do. I don't. Not now, but I thought.
The way I did? The way I thought I heard someone saying they couldn't get a pulse?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, Lord, what's happening to us?
I think... You know what? I think either we're dead or dying.
That's what I've been thinking.
What makes you think it?
She told us, Drusilla, that we're in... She called it the Garden of Death.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But every now and then we hear those voices.
Yeah, I can't be sure, but I get the feeling I was killed in an automobile accident. Only maybe I'm not dead yet, like I could be on an operating table in some hospital, sort of between there and here.
Exactly. And I had, or could be having, right this minute having, an operation. A serious operation, and I'm halfway on the borderline of dying or living. Oh, God, let me live. Let me live. Don't let me... Please don't let me stay here.
Come on, pull yourself together.
I can't bear being dead.
What can you do about it? What can I do about it? Nothing.
No, there is something. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to find my way back to the Garden of Life.
Garden of Life?
Drusilla's. I'm going to get back there somehow.
How?
I don't know. I don't know yet, but I will. I'm not ready to die. Not yet. I'm going to live, Jack. You'll see. I'm going to live. Jack, wake up.
What?
Shh. Don't wake Mordred. Huh? And don't talk. Listen.
Jack, I found a path to the Garden of Life.
You found...
Come with me. Come.
Crazy. Plain crazy, wandering around in the moonlight like this.
I'll find the path. It's here somewhere.
You seem awfully sure.
I am. Every chance I got this week, day and night, I came out here and searched, and I found this path.
How do you know it leads to the Garden of Life?
It must. It goes straight in that direction. I followed it as far as a clearing, but had to turn back before I could... Jack! Here it is!
Yeah, you were right.
Let's not waste time. Come on.
Where is it? Where is it? You said the clearing.
Not far now, not far.
I hope. What have we got ourselves into? What have you got me into? This jungle, it's alive with God knows what.
Oh, will you stop your moaning and groaning? We can reach Drusilla's garden. Yes. There it is, the clearing.
Where? Where? I don't see.
It's straight ahead. That big patch of moonlight. That's it. Come on now.
Completely crushed. No more vertebrae. Completely crushed.
What's that?
If he lives, you'll never walk again.
What's what?
The voice. Didn't you hear that voice?
No, Jack. Jack!
My back. My back. The pain. I can't move.
Jack.
I can't move.
Oh, Jack. Oh, you must be in terrible pain. We've got to get to that clearing. We've got to do something. Drag him. See if I can drag him. Jack. Made it. Jack.
What?
We'll rest a while. Here in the middle of the clearing. It'll do you good. We gain some strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is the pain?
Not bad now. I can bear it if it doesn't get worse. Good Lord, what was that?
I don't know.
Shadows in the trees, flitting in the trees. Huge shadows. Birds. Big birds. Monstrous.
Jack, I'm scared. Oh, it's coming out of the tree. Come and help me. I've never seen such birds. It's giant birds.
They're going to kill us. That's what they're going to do. Kill us.
Oh, no. They're coming for us. They're clawing at us.
The beaks. They'll tear us to shreds.
Leave them alone. I command you, leave them alone.
Drusilla.
Go.
Drusilla. It's Drusilla. Oh, thank God.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Thanks to you, yes.
What are you doing here? How did you find this place?
I found a path. We followed it. What is this place?
It has no name. It's just an area, space between the two gardens. Mordred's and mine. Neutral ground. What are you doing here?
She wanted to get to your garden.
Well, so did you. Don't blame everything on me.
Blame? There's no blame in wanting to be in my garden. Only a fool would want to remain in Mordred's.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Mordred. Priscilla, don't let him take us back. Please don't.
Softly, child. Softly. I'll do what I can.
Which is nothing at all. They're mine, these two, and they will remain mine. Get up, you. On your feet.
I can't. I'm in terrible pain, awful pain.
I don't give a damn how much pain you're in. On your feet.
How much you kick him?
None of your business what I do to him.
I can make it my business. You know that. I've done it more than once when your brutality has become too much for me.
Oh, shut up. Go back to where you belong. Now, I'm telling you for the last time, get on your feet.
All right.
All right.
And you, sweetheart, get going.
No, I can't go back.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, please, please.
Mordred, enough. Let her be, or I warn you, I'll take this matter to the master.
What's good that'll do you?
There's one way to find out.
Hold it just a minute.
Yes?
Now, there's no sense bothering him with
this. I think there is. You've gone too far again.
I don't know about that.
I do. What's more, these two, Vicky and Jack, are on neutral ground between your garden
but
and mine.
But they belong to me.
To you always to you. Will you never learn I have as much right as you? Can't you get it through your stupid, greedy head that it's pointless to argue like this, wrangle like this? It always ends the same way.
If you mean compromise...
What else would I mean?
You take one, I take one.
Yes.
I don't know. I can get a lot more work out of him.
He's in frightful pain. His back, he can't work in such pain.
Drusilla, don't let him take me back.
I'll take her. You keep him.
No!
Shh, quiet. I want to think about this for a moment, Mordred.
Nothing to think about. I've decided.
It's my decision, not yours. You had first choice last time.
You can't blame a guy for trying, huh? Okay. Which one do you want?
Which one? That's the question. Which?
As Drusilla ponders her decision, Vicky and Jack watch her with eyes that hold indescribable yearning. For one, it will mean life. For the other, death. Which, then, will be the lucky one? The one Drusilla will choose to return with her to her garden. We'll know the answer when I return shortly for Act Three.
Excuse me, sir, but do you know what happens this time of year?
Right on, pal. I happen to know that right about now, a freak blizzard falls on Dumont, New Jersey, and know. They're snowed in for the rest of the summer. Happens every year.
No. You see, what happens this time of year is that you can get a particularly good deal on what is perhaps the most luxurious mid-sized car on the market, the mid-sized Buick Century Regal.
What good's a car when you're hopelessly snowed in?
Well, that's a point.
Stanley Myron Handelman.
Did you know you can have a college grad's career without 4 years of college? All you need is a year or two of technical education to work in fields like engineering, health service, automotive design, and forestry. The facts are in a free booklet called 25 Technical Careers in 2 Years or Less. Just write, Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Do you think a computer programmer needs the use of his legs? New York University doesn't. They hired a man who's almost totally paralyzed. Yet they'll be the first to admit Tom Clancy's one of the best computer programmers they ever had. Of course, Tom Clancy's just one person, but there are millions of men and women in this country very much like him. People who have accepted their disabilities and come through rehabilitation with skills, determination, and a sense of responsibility. Yes, Tom Clancy's got a very good job. But what about all the others? The Director of Vocational Rehabilitation in your state has a file of highly qualified people in every field, ready, willing, and able to work. If you're not in a position to hire them, talk to someone who is. And next time there's an opening in your company, ask him to write the Director of Vocational Rehabilitation. His office is in your state capital.
A public service message brought to you on behalf of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare and the Advertising Council.
Why is life so full of troublesome decisions? Maybe life would be easier, pleasanter, if there were no options, no choices. Maybe not. Can't say. And frankly, I can't say whether the strange and beautiful Drusilla will choose Vicky or Jack to take back to her enchanting and enchanted garden. Let's find out, shall we?
Take me. Oh, please take me.
No, me. Listen, Drusilla, I'll be a lot more use to you. I'll get over this back problem. You'll see, and I'll work for you. Work even harder, longer than for Mordred.
Don't listen to him. He's a liar and a cheat.
Cheat?
He is trying to cheat me out of what's rightfully mine. Who found this path? I did.
So you found the path, so what?
So I deserve to go with Drusilla. I was the one who wanted to live.
Don't listen to her.
I'll take neither of you.
What? Neither.
I'm sorry, truly sorry.
When we met before, I felt each of you close to being worthy of joining me in my garden, but now... No, I want neither of you now.
Why not? Why not?
It's changed, the two of you. There's hate in you now. Jealousy, greed. You're not worthy anymore.
ordered?
Yes.
Take them. Both of them. Back with you.
Jack? Jack, you hear me? I know you do.
What do you want?
Stop that thing a minute.
I can't. It's a treadmill. You get on a treadmill, you stay on it. For some reason.
Well, can you hear me? Listen. Drusilla was right. We've become greedy, selfish, full of hate.
When it comes to hate, believe me, I am full of it.
That's what I want to talk to you about. I've found a way to get back to the Garden of Life.
Oh, not again.
Yes, again, and this time we'll make it. It's simple. All we have to do is get the greed and hate out of our system. Get to be more like we were when Drusilla first met us.
Hey, you know, maybe you have got an idea at that.
Of course I have. There's just one problem.
What?
How do we do it? How do we get rid of hate, for instance? Like, I hate you for getting me into the mess I'm in.
I got you.
Yes, and more than that, you were willing to sacrifice me to Mordred so that you could be with Drusilla in the Garden of Life. I hate you for that. I mean, I really hate you. How do I stop?
You can't stop.
Mordred.
Fools. The two of you, you can't stop hate. It's too strong to be stopped, too powerful. The most potent force in the human race. And who told you to take a rest?
Give it now!
Here's another across your back so you don't forget.
No!
You!
Yes, Mordred.
Come to me in an hour.
Yes, Mordred.
I could only stand up to him. I didn't have this back. I had more strength. God, how I hate him.
I do, too. And I must stop it.
He can't stop it. Give him his due. He's right about that. There's nothing more powerful than hate.
I wonder if there isn't.
You just go right on wondering. But do it somewhere else. I hate the sight of you.
Hello? Drusilla, can you hear me? It's Vicky. I'm at the garden gate. Drusilla?
What is it, Vicky?
Oh, I didn't know you were standing there.
I wasn't till now.
May I come in? Please, just for a moment.
I'm sorry, no. You must stay on that side of the gate.
I think she's gone, Doctor. No pulse at all.
Well, perhaps for a moment.
Did you hear that voice?
Yes.
What did it say?
You heard it?
I keep hearing it. Now and then. But I can't remember a second later what it said.
What is it you want, Vicky?
I've come to tell you I don't hate anymore.
Oh?
I hated Jack and Mordred, but not anymore. So may I stay? Why do you look so sad?
Because I am. When people lie to me, it makes me sad.
But I'm not. All right, I lied. But only because I can't stand it anymore. I've got to come here. I'm just dying to be with you.
Yes, I know. But I can't have you in my garden until you put hate out of your heart.
I can't. I've tried. I keep trying, but I can't do it.
Not alone, no.
But I am alone.
No one in your world is alone. They just forget who's with them. Always. Who? God.
God?
You've heard of him, I think.
Well, yes, but...
But what, child?
How do you get in touch with him?
Easily. Just think of someone else for a change. Do something for someone else.
I don't... understand how?
Why, there's nothing to understand. Just do it.
Massaging the heart is doing it, Doctor. I'm getting a pulse again.
You must go now.
That voice.
I heard it again.
So did I. Go now, quickly.
But I don't want to go. Oh, I can't go, not back to Mordred and Jack and all the awful things back there. Drusilla? Gone. Oh, why couldn't you let me stay? Why?
Gun?
Jack, that's a gun.
Yeah.
Where did you get it?
There's plenty around. No sweat.
What are you going to do with it?
What I should have done long before now, and you're going to help me.
Help you? Help you do what?
Kill the dirty, rotten swine.
Kill? Mort?
I don't know why I never thought of it before. I guess he had me so scared the thought never crossed my mind. But it has now. It's the one way, the only way of getting free of him.
And you want me to help you?
Well, you will, won't you?
Jack, that's murder.
I'd call it justice.
It's murder. It's killing someone. It's taking a life. You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can.
Jack, listen to me. You want to be with Drusilla, to live in the Garden of Life as much as I do. And to murder someone, there can't be anything worse than that. I hate worse than that. Murder Mordred and you'd be barred from the Garden of Life forever.
All I want is to be free of Mordred. And I'm going to be whether you help me or not. Now, will you or won't you?
Oh, Jack, I...
Now, you listen to me. You've got no more chance than I have of living in Drusilla's garden. You've got as much hate in you as I have in me. So much that neither of us can ever get rid of it. Well, we can at least get rid of Mordred. Be free of him forever. After that... Well, life here won't exactly be a picnic. But it'll be a hell of a lot easier and happier. I'll play it smart, Vicky. Help me. Vicky.
All right. What do you want me to do?
Level with me, baby. What are you up to?
Up to? Why, nothing, Mordred.
For the last 2 or 3 days, you've been all sugar and spice. A big change from a hellcat you were.
Well, you said you'd tame me, darling, and I guess you have. I could use something to kind of pick me up.
Like what?
A drink.
A drink? You don't drink?
Well, there's always a first time.
Well, what do you know? You are changing. Well, sure. What'll it be?
Champagne.
Right on. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, here we are. But, sweetie, it'll take a while to chill.
Can't we drink it warm?
Warm champagne? Why not? Never had it that way, but like you said, there's always a first time. Hey! Oh, hey, now I know why they chill it. Warm champagne goes all over... Hey, quick, give me the glasses. Hey, all over the place.
Here you are.
Yeah, there. Now, what do we drink to?
Us.
Yeah, sure. To us. Here, bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Not bad. Warm champagne's not bad after all, huh? Again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mordred! What's happened?
I don't know. All of a sudden I feel weak and dizzy. Hey, what have you done to me? The glass. You put something in my glass. The room's going around. I feel sick.
You won't be feeling sick long, Mordred.
Gibbons, what is this? The gun. You're going to kill me.
Oh, you figured that out all by yourself? That's real smart of you.
Oh, played me for a sucker, didn't you, doll? Suddenly all sweetness and light, and I fell for it.
Mordred, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? Got this rotten pig right where we want him now.
No. No, don't, Jack, don't.
Vicky, you're a fool. He gets it, and he gets it now.
No! Oh!
Vicky! Oh, my God!
It's all right. Oh, it's better this way.
Better? I shot you. You threw yourself in front of him.
Yes.
Why? Why did you want to save him?
Not him. You. A murder. From a sin of hatred, you might never be forgiven.
I don't get it.
She said, Drusilla, you
If you want to rid yourself of hate and be with me, think of someone else for a change. Do something for someone else.
Vicky! Vicky!
Drusilla?
Come, Vicky. Come now, child.
She's gone, Doctor. No question now.
Come, my dear. Come.
Yes. Yes, oh yes, I'm coming, Drusilla. I'm coming. Drusilla. Oh, Drusilla.
There now. There, there.
Shh. Rest a bit, rest. Don't even try to move. Just rest here in my arms for a little while. I'm here, in your garden at last.
Yes?
I did something for someone else. I lost the hatred that was in me.
Sorry, Doctor. Her heart just couldn't take it.
Boy, don't worry about it. You've heard it for the last time. Now, would you like to see the garden?
But I do see it.
Only a part, a small part.
But nothing could be more beautiful than this. The flowers? Oh, I've never seen such gorgeous colors. And the fountains are like... they're like quicksilver shining in the sun. And the birds, they're so beautiful. Oh, nothing could be lovelier than this.
You'll see. Come. Vicky. Why do you turn back?
Jack... can't he come too?
No, he's not ready, I'm afraid. But he will be one day. He'll join you here. But first, life must teach him all he needs to be taught.
Life? Until life teaches him?
Child, life on Earth is a school. That's all it is. You go to school again and again until you learn all you need to know in your heart now to join me here.
But... you sound as if a person has to die before coming here.
True. You are, to use your word, dead.
But all this? This unbelievable beauty? This incredible loveliness? This? It must be... it must be... the Garden of Life.
No. You were in the Garden of Life. A garden filled with corruption, hatred, greed. Every vile sin the human being can create. But you've at last escaped into my garden. The Garden of Death.
Then you must be.
Yes. Who else, child? Who else?
I've never thought of death as being a beautiful woman, have you? Birth, life, death, only words, really. Symbols we use to express the unfathomable. Who is to say that life is not really death? Or death, life? And birth, a state somewhere in between. Who is to say? Not I, surely. I'll be back shortly.
Who knows what troubles lurk in the hearts and minds of consumers? The man from the Metabusiness Bureau knows.
Oh, and I'll take that red top twisted too. Just wrap all of them and I'll take them along.
Just wait a minute, madam. Do you really need all of those?
Why, who are you, sir?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau with a shopping tip. Sometimes consumers buy on impulse a pretty package, an unusual color, something you really don't need and may return. That takes your time, the store's time, and you may find that some items won't be exchanged. Remember, if you don't need it, don't buy it.
You're right, and I appreciate your help.
Not at all, madam. That's why I came around with another service from your Better Business Bureau.
I really don't know that there's much I can say. You heard, and what you heard has surely given rise to thoughts you may not have entertained before. As I said at the outset, there are those who believe that death is not death, but birth. That indeed, what we call life is in itself a death we go through to find the reality of life. I wish I knew for sure. Our cast included Jennifer Harmon, Jack Grimes, Nancy Coleman, and Joe Silver. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Honey, this morning I felt the way you do.
But damn it all, you haven't seen what I've seen. That Indian looked like he'd been scalped. I know, I saw it. I'm not just talking. Now, we've got to get rid of the horse.
Jeff, listen to me, dear. If we give in now, we'll lose all authority. This taboo, or whatever it is stupid and barbaric, and we're not going to yield to it. Now, I'm going to make some coffee.
Stay away from the sink. That's not superstition. The pipes form a perfect ground for the lightning.
You mean I can't even run water for coffee?
Not until the worst of the storm is over. It's heading for us right now. Joe was telling me that before lightning strikes, you can sometimes feel an electric charge run through your body. You feel your hairs rise. It's the hand of Chin D. Then you're probably going to be hit, and the only thing to do is drop flat on the ground and pray.
Oh, my.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Hurricane Fifi has taken a heavy toll of lives in Central America. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A late report from Honduras says the known death toll from the hurricane has reached 42 as the storm tore through the northern central coast area of Honduras Thursday evening. The government of Honduras says unconfirmed reports put the death toll as high as 200. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Fifi struck Honduras with winds up to 130 miles an hour. She also roared up the coast, striking Belize, the former British Honduras, and dumping heavy rainfall on Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. Forecasters say the remnants of the storm may bring heavy rains to southern Mexico. More news in a moment.
One view of the press. I'm Dallas Thompson.
A used or abandoned refrigerator or freezer is an invitation to a lively, curious youngster. Unfortunately, this tempting playhouse can be an invitation to death. You know, to a child, the abandoned unit is a hiding place, a playhouse, or a jail in which to lock up outlaw playmates. The child doesn't realize that a refrigerator is constructed to be airtight to preserve food. And so a child trapped in a closed refrigerator can suffocate in less than 10 minutes. However, it would take you less than 10 minutes to prevent these needless tragedies by removing the door, locking it open with rubber bumpers or wooden blocks, or securing the door closed with a chain and padlock or heavy tape. It may also be possible to remove or modify the latch so the door can't be shut tightly. As an extra precaution, leave the shelves in your refrigerator. This has been a tip from your Better Business Bureau.
For the fourth time, the Senate Thursday failed to get enough votes to choke a filibuster by senators opposed to the so-called Consumer Protection Bill. For years, consumer advocates have been trying to get this through Congress. The measure would set up an independent agency to act on a wide variety of consumer complaints. The measure now appears dead, at least until next year. Its chief sponsor, Democrat Abraham Ribicoff of Connecticut, defended the bill and vowed to continue the fight.
It's time that the consumer had somebody in Washington who was fighting for him, who was really his voice. And I am dedicated, and a lot of other people are dedicated, to see that we pass legislation such as this. Ralph Nader has said that this is the most important consumer legislation ever to come before Congress. I agree. And this is a fight we just have to continue and not quit on. And my feeling is the consumer's movement is a strong movement. The consumer will make his voice heard. And my feeling is this is a good issue to take to the people in this fall's election.
Late Thursday, there did appear to be a ray of hope for the consumer bill. There was talk on Capitol Hill of allowing a fifth debate on the measure. That is, if the backers think they can get the needed two-thirds vote to kill the filibuster. In some parts of the country, gasoline prices are starting to drop. Independent dealers are leading the way, lowering prices in order to compete with the majors. Energy Chief John Sawhill Thursday confirmed this and had an explanation.
There are two reasons for the price wars: FEA regulatory action and also the fact that supplies are more than adequate and higher than last year. FEA has recently taken some action against some of the major oil companies to force them to reinstitute trade discounts that they were giving in May 1973. And this is clearly one of the reasons that some of the major companies have begun to soften their prices.
Energy Chief John Sawhill. Watergate prosecutor Leon Jaworski Thursday subpoenaed former President Nixon to appear as a witness in the Watergate cover-up trial scheduled to start October 1st. In Los Angeles, the FBI confirms the subpoena has been handed to Mr. Nixon. It is uncertain whether he will actually appear in court. Because of his recent illness, there's been speculation he may not. There are reports from Washington saying President Ford Friday will name Ron Nessen to be his new press secretary. Nessen is White House correspondent for NBC News. Gerald Ter Horst, Mr. Ford's first press secretary, resigned about 2 weeks ago. Now this.
The world's in love with a sunny day, and smiling faces are on display. Enjoy the sun, but don't overdo. After years and years, much sun can do unto you. It makes good sense to use sense in the sun. Don't overdo and get overdone. The sun can age and can hurt your skin. So cover up or come on in.
Enjoy the sun, says your American Cancer Society. But constant overexposure can be harmful. So wear a broad-brimmed hat and long sleeves, or apply a screening lotion or cream. As your American Cancer Society says,
this makes good sense to use sense in the sun. Don't overdo and get overdone.
Martha Mitchell didn't give him a chance when she got off a plane in London Thursday. The estranged wife of the former attorney general met reporters at the airport all right, but before they could say anything, Mrs. Mitchell informed them, "I'm going to ask the questions." She then offered a host of comments on Watergate. She said, "Everybody lied to me." She claimed Richard Nixon broke up her marriage and said all the Watergate defendants should be pardoned except Mr. Nixon. Finally, one British reporter asked Mrs. Mitchell to stop. He said, "Please, leave something for later." Doug Poling, CBS News.
Oregon Congressman Al Ullman has introduced legislation to end surveillance of private citizens by the armed forces. Ullman says the Defense Department has failed to limit military spying, and he says while the Pentagon has said it would end its surveillance of civilians, it has not. He says last year alone, the Army had a budget of nearly $775 million for surveillance. Between 35 and 40,000 persons were employed in surveillance work alone. A 28-foot sailing vessel, Heather, reported overdue on a trip from Hawaii to Portland, has entered port at Ilwaco. The vessel left Hawaii August 11th. Two persons were aboard, Linda Hatfield of McMinnville and her fiancé, 27-year-old, David Clark of Florida. In other news this evening, the State Capitol Planning Commission has approved the general concept of constructing new office buildings adjacent to the State Capitol building. One version would have buildings located in front of each end, possibly extending out into Court Street. Estimated cost is $9 million. A preliminary report by the Environmental Protection Agency says Oregon would have to spend $1.98 billion to meet the 1983 clean water goals of the Federal Water Pollution Control Act amendments of 1972. The report said $147 million is needed to provide secondary treatment, plus $382 million for rehabilitation of sewer systems. Those were only two of five areas in which money must be spent.